Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Joseph, I begin with the strange reporting about Venezuela and Venezuelans these last days in particular, not only about Maduro, the regime is regarded as illegitimate by the United States, not only about bad actors such as Russia and Iran and the Hezbollah terrorists of Lebanon, but also about people seeking a better life or an ability to earn money and send it home. Now the story gets complicated. This is Mexico City. Mexico's government moved to discourage the formation of caravans by Venezuelan migrants, saying any who do will not be eligible to enter the United States under a new humanitarian scheme. What humanitarian scheme is the big question? Under a plan at Homeland Defense in Washington, the Biden administration, the Homeland said it would grant up to 24,000 Venezuelans humanitarian access to the United States by air, while enabling U.S. officials to expel to Mexico those caught trying to cross illegally by land. Totally confusing, Joseph, which is why I come to you. I know there are said to be 20,000 Venezuelans in New York City. I believe there are Venezuelans in other major cities, but I know New York City because I've reported on it. New York City is asking for help from the Biden administration because of the costs and they're overwhelmed for humanitarian aid, including building a tent city in Randall's Island in the middle of the East River, which is extremely unlikely to be secure in any event. However, my understanding is that these Venezuelans in New York are part of a wave of Venezuelans fleeing from the Maduro regime, fleeing for a better life or the ability to earn money. Now this plan about some Venezuelans can come by air, but if you walk or take a bus or come in any fashion through Central America, you'll be returned to Mexico. But Mexico says, not so fast. Joseph, I'm lost. I've just done the best I can. Can you tell what the policy is?
Well, I can. Well, I think it's first important, John, to just kind of give the big picture here, which is Venezuela is the largest migrant crisis in the world. This year, according to the statistics by the Organization of American States, has surpassed both Syria and Ukraine, which are two war zones, to have upwards of 7.1 million migrants that have fled the country since 2014. So that's the first point I think everyone needs to understand. This is a huge migrant crisis. Now, this historically, and I say historically just in recent history, the last few years, this has mostly affected South America. Mostly the South American countries, namely Colombia, have received the brunt of that migration. But as of 2020, we started to see an increase in migration coming to the United States, particularly through the U.S. southern border. Now, there are two reasons for that. One is because they started basically increasing the amount of flights that were going from Venezuela to Mexico. And those were the folks that had a little bit more money that could take those flights and then walk up to the border. But the other was that they increased the infrastructure infrastructure in the Darien Gap. And that was historically one of the major barriers to having Venezuelan migrants go north, because they couldn't cross through the Darien Gap. It was very difficult, very dangerous. What used to only cross dozens of people is now crossing thousands of people. And so that infrastructure has allowed for more migration to come across. So this is now hitting the U.S. southern border. Just this year, this fiscal year, we're going to have upwards of 200,000 Venezuelan encounters with Venezuelan migrants on the U.S. southern border. That's a 3,000% increase since 2020. Just in August alone, there was 25,000 encounters. And so this is something that the Biden administration can no longer ignore. And so what they decided to do is they decided to implement a policy that's similar to the policy the U.S. has with Ukraine, which is called the Humanitarian Parole Program, meaning that they set a quota of the amount of migrants that can come to the United States to seek asylum. But those migrants have to basically have certain conditions. They lay out the conditions on the DHS website, and they cannot go across the land border, meaning they can't go across the U.S. southern border. They have to come through flights. They have to apply through the DHS website. And the number that they capped it at was 24,000. Now, this set off a bit of a firestorm and political backlash from the Venezuelan community in the United States, because they felt like 24,000 wasn't enough. They felt it wasn't enough. And then the folks that are very worried about the migration, because there was also a DHS report that was leaked to the U.S. Congress, or I don't know if it was leaked, it was briefed to the U.S. Congress, that says that they have intelligence that suggests that there's possibly prisoners in these caravans that are coming from Venezuela to the U.S. southern border, that the Maduro regime is actually encouraging and releasing prisoners from Venezuela to then take the march up north to through the migration to Texas or California or wherever. And so in that, the people that are really concerned about that think that 24,000 is too much. So basically, the policy didn't satisfy anybody, and it left a lot of questions unanswered.
But Mexico is saying we're not going to be a collection point for Venezuelans turned out of the U.S. Is that a hard, fast position? Because that sounds like Return to Mexico, which the Biden administration, I believe, canceled early on. That was a Trump policy. But I get confused, Joseph. I'm not certain.
It is a very similar to the Remain in Mexico policy, the migration protocol that the Trump administration implemented, the Biden administration removed early on in its presidency. But it's very much my understanding is that this was one of the main topics that was discussed between President Biden and President López Obrador in July when they met for their bilateral meeting. And so my understanding is that Mexico agreed to essentially receive the Venezuelan migrants, because they're not going to be deported to Venezuela if they get apprehended on the southern border. They're going to get sent back to Mexico. So my understanding is that Mexico agreed to this condition. However, knowing President López Obrador the way we do, he's going to have a double speak. He's going to have a dual discourse. He's going to say one thing to Biden, you know, in closed door meetings at the White House, and he's going to say another thing to the press and to the public inside Mexico. So I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to spin this as somehow the United States is forcing this upon him.
Ernesto, I need your help here as well. Your time at the foreign ministry, what was the opinion of the Maduro regime making conditions so intolerable that people were flooding out of Venezuela? In the summer of 2021, I had a correspondent at the Darien Gap, and it was increasingly clear that the Haitians and the Cubans, who had been dominating the crossing, the very dangerous crossing, were now being supplemented, replaced by young, vigorous and apparently educated Venezuelans risking the Darien Gap headed to America to earn money. What is your measure of the opinion of the Caracas regime throughout the continent? Is it well regarded? Are people frightened of it? Do people tolerate Caracas driving out its own people?
Well, John, I think people in general took a long time to realize the depth of the threat represented by Maduro and the extent to which he has weaponized migration. I personally, I worked with OAS issues before being a minister. I was already seeing that back in 2017, 2018. So, and also I and a few other people, I think, realized that it's not a bug, it's a feature of the Bolivarian system. They are deliberately creating this sort of migration bomb. First, they use that against their neighbors, Colombia and Brazil, at the time that Brazil and Colombia were basically against the Maduro regime. They are now using it against the United States, obviously. So I think what is necessary is for people to realize that, it's not, oh, okay, we have a bad economic situation, so people are getting out of the country. Oh, that's a pity. No, Maduro wants that to happen. The Bolivarians and the Cubans that manage the Bolivarian system in Venezuela and elsewhere, they want that to happen. That's one of their weapons. So as long as we have the sort of fragmented approach to see migration here and terrorism there and organized crime as a third thing, we won't be able to solve it. In order to solve a problem, we have to figure it out, right? And people really have a hard time in getting away from that fragmentation and figuring out that there's a strategy behind everything that Maduro is doing.
So the Venezuelans who are seeking refuge in the U.S., there are also Venezuelans seeking refuge throughout the continent. Is that what I understand? In Brazil, in Argentina?
Yes.
Everywhere?
Yes, yes. Yes, definitely. And, well, there are two aspects. One is that innocent Venezuelans that are fleeing the country, they cause pressure on services and other aspects of the countries they're migrating to. But also, we have the suspicion that there were Cuban intelligence agents infiltrated into Brazil with the migrants. Maybe in Chile as well, the links of Maduro and the Venezuelan regime and Cuba, of course, to what happened in Chile, all the destabilization in 2019. This has to do with migration. I mean, basically, we can be suspicious that many agents went into Chile as innocent migrants. So, I mean, they're using economically as an economic pressure on countries that can't afford to have so many migrants. That's one thing. And they are using migration as well to infiltrate agents of destabilization and whatever.
Joseph, who speaks for the Venezuelan refugees in Washington? Do they have representation? Certainly not Caracas, not Maduro. Does Guaido or the people who are in exile, do they speak for them?
Well, the best voice for the Venezuelan migrants and the migration that's happening is in the Organization of American States. They have a person there that used to be part of the Guaido government that's named David Smolansky, and he does a lot of the work on helping the migrants, creating funding channels between the U.S. government to you know, USAID and other programs to help with Venezuelan migrants and things like that, and works with throughout the continent, the region, with other governments as well. But I think what Ernesto's saying is really important, and I'll give you a preview here, John. We have a paper coming out at SFS very soon, and hopefully before the end of the month, if not early next month, called Weaponized Migration. And it's going to explain in very empirical data how the Maduro regime has weaponized migration. And he uses both social control in Venezuela and the humanitarian crisis as levers to be able to ebb when the migrants push out in mass numbers. And he actually creates the routes to be able to push them into specific countries. And I'll give you one preview. One of the major organized crime groups that's connected to the Maduro regime that's now become a transnational criminal group because it's in eight countries throughout Latin America is called the Tren de Aragua. That's Spanish for the train from Aragua, and their specialty is human smuggling.
Joseph, the puzzle here also, the U.S. is said to be in conversation with Venezuela about increasing the amount of oil it exports worldwide, but in particular, the shortfall now is vast. Venezuela's used to be, once upon a time at its peak, capable of 3.2 million barrels per day. It's now in the hundreds of thousands, perhaps 500,000. The infrastructure has collapsed. It needs everything. But nonetheless, Biden administration is talking to Venezuela. Does this matter get confused with the weaponizing migration, as you say, with the number of Venezuelans who are now in New York and Washington and other major cities? Is there confusion by State Department and the whoever is speaking for Venezuela? There's people, there's oil, and I don't know, Joseph, is this quid pro quo?
They're very confused, I think, inside the White House and State Department. The Biden administration is trying to negotiate with the Maduro regime considering with the premise that the Maduro regime is looking for some types of concessions so that they can be able to be left alone. That is not the case. The Maduro regime, Venezuela, the Bolivarian Revolution is at war with the United States. That's how they view it. They view the United States as an enemy. They've been viewed it since 20 years ago when Hugo Chavez was around. And I think that that lack of understanding of that fundamental nature of the regime is what's confusing the Biden administration, because they're thinking they're dealing with a pragmatic government, and they're not. They're dealing with a radical government that's looking at using migration, drug trafficking, migration, humanitarian assistance, everything as asymmetric weapons to be able to both delegitimize the United States and to radicalize the rest of Latin America. And the news is, John, they're winning. They're flipping governments. They're taking more control of territories. They're empowering criminal groups from everywhere, from the Mexican cartels down to the FARC and the ELN in Colombia. And I think the Biden administration is very much lost on its Venezuela policy.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're headed to Ecuador, where there might be good news. This is New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.